everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today I'm so excited to have Caroline Oceana Ryan with us. She's been with us before, so it's wonderful to have her back with us with the collective. And today we're going to be talking about soul-powered manifesting, connecting with your soul's ability to create abundance. I think Caroline's been on our show twice before, I think so. And I remember I had a session with Caroline and the collective, and it was, oh my goodness, it was lovely. It was so perfect, so on point. It was like, oh my goodness, it was great. And I was thinking today, it's like, oh, I should have another session. And I meant to. I remember talking to Caroline about this a couple of months ago and meaning to have another session, but just timing didn't work out. But it's like, yeah, it's something that, you know, you'll get to experience the energy today from the collective and their wisdom and teachings. So then if you do get a chance to look at the special offer, you can get a session with them as well. So just lovely, absolutely lovely. I really enjoyed it. The energy is beautiful. So for those of you who don't know Caroline, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. For some reason, my throat starts to get fuzzy as soon as I start talking or go live, but it's like, okay. So Caroline Oceana Ryan is an author, speaker, and channeler who has channeled information from angels and spirit guides since childhood, and she currently channels the divine wisdom and higher energies of the collective, a group of higher beings that includes the ascended masters, angels, and archangels, the fairy elders, earth's elementals, and other higher beings here to support us as we ascend into fifth dimensional life. Caroline is the author of 4 books channeled from the collective: The Ascension Manual Parts 1 and 2, Abundance for All, The Lightworker's Way to Creating Money and True Wealth, and the soon-to-be-released Connections, The Collective Speak on Romance and Friendship. So today, we're talking about soul-powered manifesting, connecting with your soul's ability to create abundance. So we all have the power to transform any part of our life. And, you know, and that's the thing that I like about Caroline and the collective is they're so empowering. You know, they talk about us being empowered beings, right? And being masters of abundance, you know, so we can co-create our life with spirit, with the divine, and start reclaiming the tools, skills, and insights that we already possess on a soul level, right? So reclaiming, we have these tools already. We just don't know how to access them sometimes. And we can use them to manifest abundance in every part of our lives. And really, abundance is our divine birthright. And because we exist, just because we exist for no other reason. So I'm so excited that Caroline is here with us today. So please open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Caroline and the collective here with us today. So Caroline, welcome.
Thank you so much, Laura. I'm really thrilled to be here, and hello to everyone.
Well, we are so happy
blessings.
You're here with us, too. Yes.
Thank you.
So, Caroline, I know that the collective, you know, you're going to channel the collective in a little bit, in a little while. But for those listeners who are new to you and to the collective, can we just start off by talking about who the collective are? Like, who are they? And how did you get to talk to them or channel them?
Well, I mean, I apologize to people for the story before, but I used to speak very easily to guides and angels when I was a little kid and didn't really think about it very much. I didn't think it was strange, and they were just friends. They were just there. And, you know, over the years, stayed a writer, but just sort of stopped doing that until the 90s, and I realized that people were doing what they call channeling, and I thought, I can probably do that. So I would do a little here and there, but I didn't share it with people. And then about 3 years ago or so, I was reading all these channelings online, and I thought, you know, I'd love to bring through someone like an ascended master, an archangel, what have you. And I didn't even have time to go into meditation and ask someone to come forward. Within a day of my thinking that, and deciding, you know, just forming that intention, I could see in my mind's eye a group who just sort of appeared to me, and they seemed to be galactics, but then I began to realize they were ascended masters as well, and probably angels. Angels don't always have huge wings, you know, sometimes they just look like very sort of highly evolved people. And they said, mm-hmm. we have messages for light workers that we would like to share. Could we give them to you, and would you share them on our behalf? And I thought, okay, I guess I can do that. So I started, I already had a website because I'm a children's advocate, and I was had been blogging about bullying, the whole issue of bullying, and how we can deal with it and stop it. And so then I just started, just changed everything, just started every week pretty much coming out with a message to lightworkers and posting it on Facebook. And the response has been really beautiful, really amazing from people all over the world. And then I started doing first written and then spoken channeling sessions. And I felt really kind of not exactly afraid of this sort of work, but unsure about it at first, because when you're a writer, when you're trained to be a writer, you think in terms of facts and ideas, or maybe you're working with characters in a play. I used to write plays, and you're thinking in terms of things that are very tangible. And I come from a very conservative, religious background. And you don't generally, particularly women, you know, you don't generally take on the expectation that you know how to bring forth anything that people would consider to be a divine communication. You receive it, but you don't consider yourself to be the channel for it. So it's taken me a while in some ways to step into that. And I know that I'm speaking in a way in terms that a lot of people listening right now will understand, because they're being pulled into their life work. They're being pulled into that stream, and they feel maybe a little funny about it. Like, who am I to say I could heal with tonal frequencies or energy or what have you, you know? And it can take a while sometimes to you feel like, yes, okay, I can do this, and clear away all the little subconscious blocks and objections. But that's just how I met them, and over time I began to realize and had a wonderful channeling session. I wasn't even fully aware of everyone who was in the collective, but I had a session with a fellow named Rama Berkowitz, who channels Mother Sekhmet. And I mean, as soon as he started channeling, the whole room just went electric. And then Mother Sekhmet mentioned the collective, and I could feel the presence of all these astounding beings crowding into this room, because he's such an extraordinary person. And I asked specifically so that I would get some objective input, who are the collective? And that he just, you know, started rattling off all the archangels and angels and ascended masters and the fairy elders and earth elementals, which I hadn't even thought of, as well as galactics, you know, benevolent galactics. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And that sort of helped. That's why channeling sessions can clarify so much, even if you feel you're already quite a spiritually aware person. When you hear it from someone else, that gives you a sort of objectivity. It says, okay, I'm not completely wacky. I'm not just thinking this up on my own. and I asked them one time why they call themselves the collective, and they said it was to encourage unity consciousness. And they also said, you know, before we speak as one, which I thought was really beautiful. So that's a long answer, but there you are.
No, absolutely. No, thank you. Because, you know, there are a lot of new people who have not heard of you, have not heard of the collective. And so it's always a good question to ask. It's like, who are they? How did you get started? And how are they helping people by, you know, bringing information? And but specifically, like, you know, today we're talking about abundance and prosperity. So how are the collective helping people open up to receive more abundance into their lives? And what does abundance mean to the collective? And what do they want us to know?
Well, that's a great question. And abundance means different things to different people, just like the word success or prosperity means different things to different people. We need to realize that, because sometimes we have stuck in our head, oh, if I'm successful, I have to drive a fancy car and look like, you know, I look down on other people. And that's not what it means at all. Whatever it means for you, that's fine. That's sacred, that meaning. And it could be that you just want to live out in the woods in a cabin or an RV and just be totally self-sufficient. And that's a huge, you know, to me, that would be a really beautiful form of abundance. But they're helping us to open up to receive more, because this has to do with stepping up to realizing our full selves, our authentic selves at a higher self level, our soul-powered selves, which we're talking about today. They've just done we've just done six more guided meditations, which are about self-love and self-empowerment. But the point of those is aligning with our soul. And they've been pointing out recently, and I was sort of saying to them, is this important? Are you sure? They're pointing out that we have many beautiful gifts in different lifetimes. Many people listening right now were, say, herbalists, natural healers, you know, or energy healers in a past life. But they buried that knowledge and that ability, not only because it belonged to a past life, but because maybe they were persecuted for it, thrown in jail or worse. And so out of fear, out of self-protection, and I don't blame anybody for that, they've sort of buried it. But those abilities are still there. We can still tap into that. That's all part of who you and I are. And then there's the soul level abilities, which are just astounding, you know, whereby you could stretch out your hand and heal someone, or the hand fills with gold or food or whatever is needed for the moment. And there were great spiritual teachers who demonstrated this to us on earth. And I don't believe we were meant to worship them and feel very separate from them. I believe that they were our example, men and women. And we can all think of a few who are just astounding this way. And they taught us, really, the central message was that we are love itself. We are divinity, just in human form, that's all. And when we align with our soul power, we step into that expanse, you know, that is the universe, that is our true selves, and that is our true life path. And it's really, it's very freeing, it's very beautiful, and it also takes us off the hook. It's a form of self-love that says, I'm not going to think about how I'm failing this test or that requirement, or I'm not getting the approval of, you know, myself or other people because I don't earn enough, or I haven't accomplished this or that. It completely says, no, wherever you are right now, that is a sacred moment. And you can bless and thank it, because even if you're going through a difficult time, all that's doing is putting you in a position where you have to call upon your soul's own power. You have to call out to your spirit team of guides and angels and higher self. And you have to remember how powerful you are and bring that into your body right now. Bring that into your present life. So that's a huge, you know, that's a big chapter, admittedly. But that's what they're helping us with. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, and that is... That's a powerful statement too, because sometimes or often we forget that, you know, how powerful we are and how much we are capable of and what our capacities are, and even the gifts that we have. Sometimes we don't even realize we had these gifts until, I don't know, something happens, you know, and then we start to experience it, but then we question and we doubt, right? We're like, you know,
exactly.
Like, I'm not good enough, you know. It's like, I've never done this before. How can I be doing this now? Because we don't remember our past, right?
Yeah, and we don't remember our higher selves, who we are as our higher self. And sometimes you just have to say to our higher self, you know, I'm really kind of somewhat doubting myself, and so you're going to have to remind me who I am, and also separate the beauty of that empowerment from any notions of, well, I'm, you know, that's just me getting too big for my britches. This is why Marianne Williamson wrote that absolutely beautiful piece of writing where she says, you know, we say, oh, who am I to be fabulous or wealthy or this or that? She says, who are you not? Who are you to not be that? And you're playing small, serves no one. And boy, this is the moment for lightworkers. Yeah. There's ever a time in history where we need to wake up and stop playing small. This is it. Yeah. And in my view, this is why so many people are in trouble right now with their health or their finances or their relationships or their job or what have you, because we have planted these struggles in front of ourselves to push ourselves to remember how powerful we are and start stepping into the processes and the realizations that are going to bring us into our internal, you know, inner true self and our inner power, because otherwise I don't think we would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an unusual person who would ask to know more unless they had to.
Yeah.
I know it's true for myself. I know there are some seekers out there who, you know, they're just always going to ask questions and move forward and learn. And what, that's fantastic. But your average person, particularly in the United States, is the push-button culture. We prefer that things just, you know, you contact this expert at that to get something fixed. You don't figure out how to heal yourself. You don't figure out how to make yourself abundant. And now is the time. Now is the time to do just that.
So let's talk about that. You know, how can the collective help us to co-create abundance? Especially, you know, I think there are going to be people on the call who are going to want, you know, they need money to pay for rent, for food, for, you know, just their monthly bills, you know. How can the collective help us to do that so that we, you know, have the money, have fulfilling lives, better health, loving relationships, and just, you know, be more prosperous or have that abundant life that we deserve instead of the struggle, right?
I think they're really very practical in a lot of ways, and they give people very practical exercises and to do to figure out what subconscious beliefs are holding them back or what from a past life is holding them back. And they also give us a lot of very clear, very easy to follow processes for, say, working with the energy of what we want to create, which is starting with it at its basis and shifting our energy so that we resonate perfectly with what we want to create. If you want $6,000 a month as your income and half of that to be passive income, you've got to resonate with that perfectly. And the reason why you have the life you have is because that's the level you're vibrating at. And people will say that's, you know, law of attraction, and that is a big part of it. I think it's a little bit bigger than that as far as the individual path goes. But, I do absolutely agree with those who say that if you're going to draw something into your life, you have to vibrationally match that. Otherwise, even if someone hands it to you, it won't stay there because you're just not resonating with it.
Right. So even that concept of not resonating with something, I mean, how could I not be resonating with making enough money to pay my rent?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? A lot of times subconscious beliefs will hold us back. And we can absolutely, I absolutely recommend, and the collective do as well, we'll let them speak in just a second, actually, I'll bring them in, but one of the great things about working with affirmations is that you get to see what is holding you back in terms of those beliefs. And one of the great things about meditation and visualization is that you get to sort of, people might say, pretend that you are at the level you want to be at, that you want to, you're at that $5,000 or $6,000 a month or $10,000 a month or whatever. You just sit there and view the world through yourself. You get the feeling of actually having that money already coming in. Put yourself vibrationally where it already happens. And this is why people who hold a vision in their mind for a long time tend to see it fleshed out in front of them, even if it takes a few years sometimes, if it's something big, because that's what they have put their energy and their attention and their focus into. If you and I are only going to worry and say, uh-oh, is not enough to pay for this or that, which I totally understand, then, you know, that's what we're going to reap, unfortunately, unless something squeaks through, unless there's just enough of the positive that something comes through for us. And that's fine. That can happen. But, I can tell you for myself, I'm done with worrying and stressing about money. And I've been saying this to friends, you know, over the past year or so. I was raised by people who worried and stressed about money all the time. So that became my default frequency. And I've had to rewrite that. Something that they encourage people to do is to write out an affirmation such as, I always have more than enough money to pay my rent and bills on time, and I give thanks. Or I am, you know, use it in an I am statement because it's very empowering. And then leave some space on the right-hand side of the page and let your subconscious react to that. Just write down whatever comes out. Just whatever comes out of the gut level. You might write, no, that's not true, or I doubt it, or don't make me laugh, or something like that. And you write the affirmation again and again, react in the right-hand side of the page. And you might have to write it 8 or 10 times. And so finally, on the right-hand side of the page, your subconscious is saying, yes, I believe it. And that's really how you, for one, look at what is holding you back. You actually discover the subconscious beliefs that are holding you back. And you transmute them. You lift them to a higher level. You show them a better way. And you're sort of forging new neural pathways by doing that. Then, you know, the meditations where you're working with energy, you're not only taking in the energy of what you want to create, but you're resonating with it to the level that you're sort of, as I say, you're just sort of going to spend time, and I've been doing this lately, and it's really great that you spend time just sort of looking around and just feeling, okay, let's say you want to bring in $10,000 a month. You know, we can just practice that for a moment. Just get that feeling right now of bringing in $10,000 or euros or whatever it is, wherever you live, bringing that in. and just sort of, as a child would, that's fine, pretend that you, that's what you're bringing in, whether you're earning it or you're receiving it as passive income or what have you. And just feel that for a moment. Feel yourself as someone who receives that every month. And are you sitting a bit differently? Like, I just sat up a little straighter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Know, are you breathing a little differently? You know, are you thinking that you could bring in more artwork in your home? You know, what does your home look like now that you're bringing that in? Does it look a little nicer and better? Or how does it feel not to have any debt? You know, erase all your debt right now. Pretend it's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that feel?
Relief.
And just let yourself, you know, for at least 5 or 10 minutes every day, if you could walk around, you know, no one has to know that you're walking around doing things in life, washing the dishes or getting the mail or going to work or what have you, as the person who brings in $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And just let yourself feel that as you're driving, as you're taking the bus somewhere, let yourself feel that. Be that person. And if you feel objections coming up, face them and say, all right, what's wrong with this idea? Why are you not comfortable with it? And start to have a discussion with your smaller self. It might be your child self. It might be your subconscious. Start writing it down. Start seeing what's there that's objective. But in a way, you know, if you're already glorying in how wonderful that is, you don't have to worry about the subconscious because you've overcome it at that point. You're already experiencing. You've sort of stepped into that reality. And I'll do this thing sometimes where I sort of, I'll in my mind or actually physically, step forward and I say, all right, I'm stepping into the reality right now where this is true. And people might say, but that's only in your head. We live in a holographic universe. Everything around you is really just, you know, an image. It's just an energy that is formed into very dense ways, into what we call matter. It's not actually solid. There are people who they can arrange the molecules such that they can put a hand through a seemingly solid wall because they have grasped in their consciousness that nothing is solid. Everything is waiting to be remade by you and me. It's as simple as that. So that's just one little exercise and something I enjoy doing, so I like to pass on to people. But anyway, I can bring in the collective and they can talk more.
Perfect. All right, perfect. Thank you. That's a great exercise. I love it.
So, all right, if you'd like, I can bring them in now. And you can ask whatever you'd like. I like to ask Archangel Michael. He is part of the collective. I like to ask him to come forward with his Sword of Truth Excalibur so that only truth is spoken here. So we welcome him. Namaste, Lord. And in sessions, I always say to people, you know, if you have any cords or attachments to anything, any person, place, thing, experience, which is no longer for your higher good, whether it's from this life, past life, what have you, any space-time reality, if you just say yes, Archangel Michael can cut through those cords and attachments that are just draining your life force. They're not helping you anymore. And he would just cut through those, so I'm going to say yes.
Yes, I say yes as well.
Wonderful. And he's just going to use his cord to cut, his sword to cut through all that, dissolve those cords. Wonderful. And we'll ask Divine Mother if she will join us with her beautiful, loving, and healing energies. The spirit of the Divine Feminine has returned to the earth. And so we welcome her as well. Welcome, Mother. And so we thank them both for being here. Mm-hmm. And if you just give me a moment, and then I'll bring in the collective just one second. Mm-hmm. Well, greetings, dear ones. And we see that you have already begun to co-create some very beautiful things, first in the higher realms and yet also outwardly in your lives, because as your vibration shifts, everything in your life will shift along with it. And so we welcome you and we give thanks to this dear one who has invited us and our writer here today. And so if you have any questions, we're happy to lend our assistance.
Oh, thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm already feeling your presence and your energy really strongly, so thank you. We are talking about abundance, about creating abundance in our lives in a practical way. And, you know, at this time, I feel like a lot of people are still struggling with abundance. Is there anything that you can tell us today to ease their struggle when it comes to abundance, especially financial abundance and prosperity?
Yes. Well, to begin with, this is not inherently an area of struggle. This became an area of struggle even after the fall of Atlantis and Lemuria. But really, the earth is full of abundance, as you know. Mm-hmm. You and all of your beautiful energies, and we speak to everyone, are absolutely full of abundance. You have and you are abundance itself. You could not be separate from it if you tried. The trouble is that a separation occurs with the mind and the outer life. Mm-hmm. And that is because the mind sees only sort of certain streams of abundance, such as money or other forms of outer abundance coming in. And if that doesn't seem to be flowing in ways that are sufficient to meet certain responsibilities at times or meet them on time, then it feels as if the channels of abundance have sort of dried up a bit. And in fact, they haven't. What the trouble there is that money itself, for many centuries, many thousands of years now, has taken on a very dark energy. And we won't go into it in very great detail, but we will say that light workers have been subconsciously aware, more in this life than any other, in this era, that money itself belongs to a very dark matrix. Now, we would say, are you able to forgive money and forgive yourself for taking part in that which is, in a way, a debt system, a sort of debt slavery system? Can you forgive yourself for having been born into that and understand you came in for the beautiful reason to help to transform these energies and transform, dissolve the matrix that has been hanging above the human beings' heads for centuries, and to view money in all abundance in a very different way? And can you forgive money for being part of that matrix? Can you take it in your hand and bless it with light and say, all right, friend, I'm going to raise you to a much higher level and a much higher purpose? And this, that light, that energy actually spreads out throughout the entire economic system. It affects not only your life and your neighbor's life, but that of people all over the world and all throughout this galaxy. So that you are not only transforming your situation with money and thanking it for being there and encouraging it to come into your life, because you no longer hold anything against it, you no longer feel so strange about it as if you're betraying your own higher instincts. You're not only bringing it more into your own life, but bringing it into the lives of people around the world, in the sense that your realization has spread to them. And that realization is there is abundance everywhere. There is no such thing as need or lack. There is apparent need or lack, but that is very different. And apparent, of course, is a term that has to do with appearances. And we would ask that you go beyond appearances. And just to sort of call upon your higher self and actually demand of your higher self, your angels, your guides, that they step in with their beautiful wisdom and their beautiful higher energies and outlook and their ability to show you that you have abilities that are beyond what you know consciously at the moment. Actually require them to come in and show you how you can create more money, how you can create more abundance overall, despite what your situation appears to be. And we would say to them, I'm not going to be fooled by this outer appearance, because I know that deep down I'm a billionaire or a zillionaire or whatever you want to call it. In fact, I have an endless amount of abundance to the point where money isn't really required. Money isn't even necessary. But I would like to demonstrate it in this paradigm to show that it can come through from a higher source and be used in higher ways. And I actually depend upon you and require you to help me in this respect. And together we're going to rewrite this old paradigm and this old model of thought, this old economy. And that lifts the energies. It lifts it to the level of being reformed, renewed and reformed. And it tells you as well, I'm allowed to create money just purely from my own spirit. And then you begin to feel, well, maybe I'm a bit magical in a way. I'm a bit of a wizard in a way, I'm a bit of a Merlin. Or I'm a bit like the fairy folk who simply create whatever they need in terms of food or shelter or what have you, from their thought forms. And they don't even understand why human beings struggle. And it's because human beings for a long time have existed on a lower vibrational level. But you're rising and raising well out of that. Absolutely coming out of that. And just say, you know, you can say to your soul, to your team, to any of us, you're going to have to help me. Because I want my vibration to vibrate at the level of 6,000 or 7,000 a month or what have you, at the level of never having debt, at the level of doing work I love for absolutely a wonderful income, at the level of being financially independent, and you're going to have to show me how do I bring my vibration up to that so that that then is my reality. And it always begins within, dear one. So we'll do a bit of an exercise in a moment after a few more questions where you are working purely with energy in the higher realms where everything begins. And that's where your thoughts are. That's where your feelings and intentions are. That's where your power is, because that's where your higher self and your soul exist. And all you're doing in these beautiful exercises is bringing that power into your physical body. And if you guessed that that actually transmutes your actual physical cells so that they lift to a higher level, you would be right about that. Don't worry about burning out with too high a vibration. Your spirit team will look after you there. But absolutely, bring in more. Bring in more of that beautiful golden power. And that's your divinity pouring down through you. So there's never a reason to feel upset or defeated. We understand, absolutely, there are moments where you may feel that. But we would say, don't stay there. Absolutely demand that help come forth. And what's the divine solution here? What's the higher solution? And just keep asking and keep at it. Keep working with the affirmations and working with the energy. Because this is who you are now. You're not that lost person anymore, dependent on outer circumstances. Those days are gone. Absolutely. You lifted the earth out of that. So just be aware, dear one.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, that's beautiful. So I have a question about... You know, sometimes people worry about ancestral patterns and you know, having the same patterns as their ancestors or past life karma, you know, or things like that, and that may be blocking their abundance or prosperity. Or can you talk a little bit about that?
This is an increasingly visible issue to many people. And we would say that you don't have to worry that there are unseen forces holding you back. You can absolutely turn to look at them. One way to do that is to write out on a sheet of paper or on a computer document, write out at the top of the page. In fact, do this, in fact, only with paper, we would say. This is probably the most helpful way, because you're going to write out at the top of the page, you're going to write out with the hand you usually write with, who are you and why are you holding me in debt? Or why are you holding me at a much lower income level than what I should be? And then put the pen in the hand you don't usually write with, for most people that's the left hand, and just let the answer come forth. Someone is going to answer. It might be a parent. It might be a grandparent or great-grandparent, someone from even 6 or 7 or 10 generations back. It might be a group of ancestors. It might be someone you knew in a past life. It might be, you know, your child self, your subconscious. Just let them speak and tell them, make them identify themselves. You'll probably get a mental image. But what comes forward is going to be very important to you. And so you do this as many times as is needed. Sometimes you can do this to find out why a particular person is in your life. They're causing you trouble. Our writer has done that. And it's extremely helpful because it clears up the mystery as to why you've got this problem with him in this life. Because you see that you're moving toward, you know, closure, the end of karma in this life. And so this just brings up those internal blocks that you're not even aware of. And this can come forward in a channeling session, but it's something you can also do on your own. Now, something very helpful as well is to go up into the soul planes in a meditation, and we have meditations for that, where you blend with your soul and you feel its properties, which is that it is powerful enough to overcome any of these restrictions, any of these blocks in the path, and anyone trying to interfere with you, and you're calling upon the higher forces in this universe, anything that you, if you don't feel that you, your soul is necessarily powerful enough to deal with things, you call on those who are more powerful, and it might be archangels, might be Mother, Father God itself, but that's fine. Whatever you feel comfortable with. And you're asking them to pour their divine light and their transmuting power through you on a soul level and through you on an earth level. And just saying to them, I absolutely command forth now all of the energies and all of the healing required to remove the blocks and obstacles that have shifted me from my natural state of abundance into apparent lack. Into struggle. Now, something else you can do is to go to the higher realms and look at your life chart, which will probably just look like symbols or, you know, colors or light or what have you. Whatever you see is fine. And you can tell intuitively if you have sometimes, if you have written in areas of struggle and for your own growth, and say to your support team, angels, guides, higher self, I absolutely require to absorb the wisdom of these experiences now and release the struggle of them. So, you know, you're taking, it's a bit of a shortcut, you might say, because you're saying, I'm not going to struggle with this any longer. What is the wisdom I need to gain from this? And this is what a higher being will do. A higher being wouldn't take the longer route of being in the earth life and struggling for years on end. So you see how you're coming into your true identity and you're funneling that, you're channeling that down into your physical body. And you're just refusing to be held back by the old rules. Why should you live in the third dimension if that's not who you are anymore?
Beautiful.
You're moving up into
thank
the
you.
Fifth. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. And, oh my goodness. Yeah, I love that. And I wanted to talk a little bit about our DNA and our blueprint and, you know, what is encoded right now in our DNA and can we change it, you know, especially when it comes to abundance and prosperity and, you know, having a prosperous life, you know, can we change that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And DNA, you know, human DNA is shifting powerfully right now. And children being born are not being born with the same, you know, two-strand DNA that human beings were born with it after having been reduced to that eons ago. But they are far, far ahead in many ways. But this is simply, you know, the similar situation that it's just in the bigger sense that you're going to go into the higher realm, speak with your support team, and look at your blueprint, your life chart, and say, you know, I have written this struggle into my life, and I absolutely require you to transmute this struggle into knowing and understanding and growth and expansion, and I'm not going to struggle in this any longer. And I'm going to release the struggle and then say to them, if you need to rewrite my DNA, then do that. And you want to see the light of, you want to look at your life chart. You'll see it transforming, growing more sort of more full of light, and then draw the particles of light that you see before you into every cell of your body. And that you might want to image seeing the DNA shift. Maybe it's a code. It might look like a code of numbers or letters, or it might look like a pattern. It might look like, you know, that sort of the sort of scientific images that one has been given of DNA. Whatever helps you is fine. And just see that shifting and reforming into a much higher level and holding a beautifully high light, very high, very beautiful golden divine light, so that you are actually beginning to feel differently. You're beginning to feel like, well, I'm more empowered now. You know, I don't have to retain the struggle of my ancestors. I don't have to carry the trauma of my ancestors. I don't have to carry the trauma of past lives. I'm going to release all that. I'm lifting on to a much higher level in terms of not only how I view my life path, but the very material from which I'm creating my life path. And I'm lifting, you know, up to the higher viewpoint, my higher self's viewpoint. And my higher self is not not caught, not contained by DNA. And understand that these processes are absolutely available to you. And we have meditations for that. And, you know, it's also in the Book Abundance for All. You can write a new contract for abundance and a literal contract and to contract to revise your DNA. And there's absolutely no need any longer to be stuck. And absolutely we have complete compassion for people who say, well, my ancestors were terrorized for centuries. As a Native American or African American or Jewish or, well, you know, Irish, endless ethnicities have been terrorized around the world. And many millions of families carry this in their DNA. Likewise, religions, whole cultures or countries. It's almost impossible to escape it. So everyone has some work to do in that regard. But absolutely, you can do it.
So
we would say don't settle for it. Don't settle for the old constraints.
I agree. Don't settle. So is there a process that you can take us through today, all of us?
Absolutely. Now, would you like to do the working with energy meditation or
yes,
blueprint one? Or what would you – many people on the call would like to manifest a higher income. We can see that. So we can work with that. Why don't we work with that at the moment? And that's something that people can take away with themselves and carry on with, you know. So what we would like right now is if everyone just sort of breathes in deeply through the nose. Just hold that breath for a moment and then let it out with the mouth open. And continue breathing this way, breathing in through the nose with mouth closed, very deeply and slowly. Letting out through the mouth. You might want to put your hand on your heart. You're going to place your whole being in your heart right now. Look out at the world through the heart. Be flowing energies to you to help you center in the heart mind. You're going to see a pillar of divine golden light pouring down from Alcyon, the great central sun. And the sun feeds the sun known as Sol, who is the sun that you see above your earth. And that is the reflection you see. And this beautiful column of divine golden light is just going to pour down through you, all around through. Fills your body and all the energy bodies all around you. Push down straight down through you and into the earth. And it's going to carry on further and further down into the earth until it meets with the great crystals in earth. And they receive this light gladly because this is transforming the earth. And her vibration is increasing every moment, as you know. And they spread this now all the more empowered light out into the crystalline energy grid, which covers the entire earth in a beautiful pattern of sacred geometry. Now this light is coming back up, these beautiful great crystals, sending it back up through the earth, up through inner earth, back up into your body, and it fills your heart with incredible light that just spreads out further and further in all directions. And it's going to keep spreading out further and further as it fills your home and your town, your whole region and country, until it fills the whole earth and beyond. Now, with your awareness, you're just going to follow, going to float upward, up this column of divine golden light, higher and higher. And that light becomes all the more refined and all the more brilliant the higher you go. And you're going to go up into the higher dimensions now. Until you come to the place which is really just a beautiful sea of energy. And this is unmanifest energy. This is just awaiting your command. It's awaiting your direction, your clarity, your focus and intention. So it can become something visible upon the earth, whether it's an object or some of money or an experience. And you're going to call out of this beautiful sea of light, a beautiful sparkling ball of light. And just see it come toward you now. And you can see how willingly it comes toward you. And it's very joyful to know you. And send a ray of light from your heart to this beautiful ball of light. And this ball of light you're going to imbue with all of the traits, the characteristics of what you want to create. It might be a sum of money. It might be a larger income, a particular income that you want to bring in every month. It might be more than enough money to release all debt and dissolve it all. Whatever you imagine is fine. And consider what you will use this money for. Because the form very often has to do with the purpose, and you want to birth it in the right form. So what is your purpose for wanting this sum of money or this particular form of monthly income? Certainly you want to take care of all your obligations, such as housing and, you know, utilities and food and whatnot, transportation, medical care, etc. But is there something else, the sum of it purely for joy? You just want to save money for the joy of it, for the feeling of abundance. Maybe you want to travel a bit. Maybe you have some special project that you want to begin. Whatever it is, just direct those intentions into this beautiful ball of light, because this is absolutely as important as the money itself. Now you're going to build in your energy, in your being, identical particles of light. So now you and this beautiful ball of sparkling light sort of match one another. You look very alike. But you want to make sure you're resonating vibrationally at the same level as that which you want to create. So we're going to just strike a little tuning chord right now, a little tuning fork, pardon. And just hear it ringing out, a beautiful, clear, high ringing tone. And that is the tone of what you want to create. That's the tone, the vibrational frequency of what is before you. So just bring your energy up a little bit to match that tone. Just hear it rising a bit in frequency. You'll get the feeling of it going a bit higher. You're matching it now perfectly. And send a ray of light from your heart to this beautiful ball of light. And now bring this, every single bit of this, every single sparkling bit of light into your entire being. Just let it flow straight toward you. It's just racing over to you, filling your entire being. It's filling every single cell with a powerful light. So that every cell of your being now contains the reality of this thing. You are resonating perfectly with it. And more than that, it is already a part of you, part of your life, part of your vibration. And I'll say to your support team, if there's something I need to do outwardly to create this, I need you to make it very clear to me. If I don't hear the words when I sit down and speak with you every morning for a few minutes before I start my day, if I don't actually hear your words, send me the energy of that information so that it comes forth in my mind and my realization very naturally. You know that feeling when something, an idea pops into your mind and it seems to be full of light and it's exactly the answer you were looking for. That's never by accident. That's your beautiful spirit team. It's sending you the information you need. So be open to that. Say to them every day, all right, I'm doing this energy process every day. Now, if there's something I need to do outwardly to make it happen outwardly, let me know. If there's nothing, that's fine. Just continue doing the energy process every day. But always ask to know, because sometimes even just the smallest, simplest, most natural sort of step forward will open that door. So now with this newly empowered energy, you're going to come back down that beautiful column of divine golden light, unless you'd prefer to stay there for a while and draw another ball of energy to you and create something else, perhaps a sum of money in addition to an increased income or whatever it is you want to do, a new car, a new home, a new business, what have you. But think in terms of the properties that this thing will have, the traits, the characteristics, what purpose does it serve? Because that is the intrinsic meaning of what you're creating. And you want to draw it into your life in a way that it suits you on all levels, that it suits your higher good, and that it will reform and remake itself in ways that suit your higher good over time. This is why sometimes, you know, if you just reach for an outer form, yes, I've got to have that house, you know, yes, I've got to have that job. It's not always what's best for you. So always think in terms of just the essence of it, as they say, just the traits, the purpose it will serve, and let the higher form flow to you in beautiful ways. You can come back down that pillar of divine golden light now if you would like. And back fully into your body. And you may feel a bit different now. You may have this beautiful higher energy charge. Even if you don't feel different, that's all right. We can see the difference in yourself. They're holding that higher charge. And you can do this every day. You'll get so that you do it very quickly. A writer does it even in a moment of seconds just to create a parking space here or there. She does it for just about anything, which is wonderful because it should be a natural part of your life. And so we leave that with you, dear ones. Mm. And that's just one process. But understand that everything you create in this life begins on an energy level. You can run around like mad if you would like and do everything on an outer level, but that's not really who you are now. You don't really take the long way around anymore. And birthing something on a level that's for your higher good is really vital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And I feel much more, I feel lighter and more alive from doing that process right now. So thank you.
Wonderful. Absolutely. We would say as well, what can happen sometimes is that people don't always ask for the amount that they really should be asking for. They're asking for too little. So just be aware of that. Say to your team, you know, is this amount I'm working for, asking for, creating, is this too small? Because sometimes things will hold back until you ask for what you really are supposed to ask for.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, good to know because I would not, yeah, interesting. Okay, perfect. So I will revise mine too. I will ask, is this the right amount or should it be more or should it be less?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I was hoping to take some caller questions.
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Because we have people with their hands raised and we have questions on the Q&A as well. So I'm going to go to the phone or web first. So we're going to go to the web first in Toronto. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Greetings, dear one.
It's amazing. You're amazing, and I have followed some of your guidance, Caroline, and I'm at a point now where I am manifesting money from little things here and there. I'm retired, but with the economy the way it is, I'm trying to work to work with my spirituality, to bring it into the world, to be of love and service fully, and do away with all these little job type things. And I'm very grateful because my guidance has given me all this abundance and prosperity to give everything we need and more, but I like to concentrate on my work. Do the collectives have any guidance for me in regards to that?
Are you very clear about the sort of work you want to do? Have you formed clear intentions about it? Have you got some of the structure in place already?
I'm very clear. I'm already connected with angels. I feel I have the Archangel and Ascended Master perspective. I'd like to go out into the world to coach and heal and bring the vibration up in this planet and help our world heal.
All right, that is wonderful. We're just going to bring in your spirit team of guides, angels, and higher self. We tend to defer to them. So we're just going to quickly listen. They've been with you, as you know, from, you know, the womb and before. And we're just going to quickly listen to what they have to say. And that sort of builds a stronger bridge between each person and their spirit team, so they more naturally feel that they can just speak with them at any time. So we're just going to briefly listen. One moment. Well, they're saying, and we agree, you have quite a large vision, and they're suggesting make it smaller to begin with. Just start with a few small things, a few small ways that you can serve people, whether you're working with energy to help them shift their, you know, overall vibration or helping them to heal or whatever it is that you feel very drawn to. Do you have specific areas that you are helping people with and specific areas where you are just being of positive, as you say, a positive influence, even just inspiring them with a beautiful channeling can be very important because that lifts their vibration.
That is one strength that I have been doing is just some life coaching and helping others to find their own truths and empower themselves. And tomorrow I'm going to do some Reiki. I feel I do have healing hands. I know I am expanding and I'm connecting more, and I am bringing in more prosperity, not from this work, but this is the work I want to do.
Are you asking for at least a contribution, if not, charging a fee?
Yes.
It's important that you connect abundance to this. We're just going to quickly ask your team. Yeah. You've got a few subconscious blocks there. For one, you somewhat doubt that you can bring in prosperity, not completely, but a little bit, that you can bring in prosperity doing what you completely love and what's spiritually orientated. And for another, you feel that you would like to give purely from the heart, and that means not charging. And we'd just say, for one thing, you can work with affirmations to draw up the subconscious beliefs that are holding you back, to take a look at them, to realize they're there, and to begin transmuting them, you know, healing and lifting them to a much higher level. And for another thing, understand that this energy exchange, you know, when you really ask for what you're worth, when you are able to market via, you know, social media or what have you, when you're really treating it as a business, you're saying to people, this is very serious. This is a serious exchange of energy. And what I'm giving you is very important. And you're giving them the opportunity to express with their energy and then receive back in just as big a way. And we'll just say as a side note, this isn't entirely your issue, but, you know, the Reiki masters gave away their gifts. They gave away their healings for a while. And then they began to realize when people paid them something, the responses, the results were remarkable. And that is because those people, those clients or patients, what have you, were diving into the situation energetically at a much deeper level and experiencing it more fully because there had already been an outlay of expectation and energy on their part. They were already fully involved. And it wasn't incidental to them. It was very important. They were already highly focused. So we would say just allow yourself that. Allow yourself to see it as not just a world mission, but as something that's very down to earth, you know, on a down to earth level, that you're helping to create this new economy, which is heart based. And that's fine. Human beings won't be living without money for a while yet, even after the USARA is fully announced. Currency will still be a part of your lives. So, all right, let's lift it to a higher level. Let's think of it in terms of money, energy exchanged for services, not only for the goods that people don't really need that are they're sort of pushed on them, you know, by advertisements and whatnot. So, you know, there's a lot that we realize. But if you work with this energy meditation that we have given you today, if you're not already, allow yourself in that meditation to one of the things that you're building into that ball, beautiful ball of sparkling light is the realization that what you are doing is connected to physical prosperity and that that is perfectly acceptable and all right. And you're encouraging people to fully engage, you know, energetically in what you're doing. And it's part of the spirituality. It's not off to one side. And that is a new idea, we realize. But we're just flowing energies to you, both to help you focus more in terms of, you know, what you're offering, and also to lift you to a higher level by in terms of abundance.
Okay, thank you so much. You've just given us more clarity.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're doing fine, dear one. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right, so we're going to go to the Q&A, and let's look at some of the questions that we have there. I have a question from Elizabeth in Ireland, and she says, I never seem to be able to manifest anything. I try to work on my chakras, especially my base chakra, and I suffer from low back pain for 30 years. I also meditate and say mantras. Nothing is working.
All right. Well, we want to get rid of the declaration that nothing is working, first and foremost. You want to change that declaration to I manifest beautifully and easily. I am manifesting beautifully and easily all the time. You do actually manifest a great deal. There are specific forms of manifestation that you have somewhat blocked out. Let's not worry about in terms of the lower chakra, because you're really manifesting from the heart, the high heart. And so bring all those energies up in the high heart, all that desire right now that you have for abundance, and we're just going to work with your energies right now. And anyone else wishing to be open to what we're sending this dear one, just open to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just flowing. Just going to quickly bring in your team. Yeah. Mm. Well, inadvertently, you're focusing your energies on proving the negative of it's hard for me to create abundance. And what we would like you to do is entirely shift, not only work with these energy processes, such as the one we've given you today, and working with affirmations. That's very important, that you start routing out all of these old beliefs. The subconscious ones are also working on you. Start talking to whoever's holding you back, the ancestors, the past lives, what have you, with that sort of, you know, yes, the thing where you right at the top, why? Who are you and why are you stopping me, the page, and then you switch the pen to the other hand and let the answer come forward. It's not only that, it's that you're focusing on proving that abundance doesn't come to you. And when you're in the midst of an abundance process, you're inadvertently disconnecting from the helps that your higher self could give you. What we want you to do from now on is to just see your higher self, if you want to think of her as being sort of, you know, off somewhere in the higher realms, bring her all the way down and into your body. And we want you to call in the angelic realms, the fairy realms, and you want to say, work your magic here, work your brilliance here, because I have to shift not only physically out of these old patterns, partly I inherited, partly I've acquired. I need to shift out of the energetic vibration of thinking that nothing works. And I want to look around me and realize all the miracles that I have already created and feel empowered by that. I want to look around me and realize, look at all the beauty I have already created. And that includes the field full of flowers. That includes any meal, even if you only have one meal a day. That includes any water you're able to drink, which is pure enough to drink, the air you're breathing, all of it. And just say, what a miracle all of this abundance is. And you're going to start shifting your vibration for that moment. But do this where you're just bringing your higher self down into your body, and you just see her floating down and just taking up residence in your body, and put a hand on your heart, and do this energy process we've done today. And understand that when you're in the higher realms, all of these things, such as old beliefs and the subconscious and your track record for manifesting, none of that matters. None of that exists. You're in no time. And nothing that you have done or haven't done really matters in that moment. You belong to the entire universe. Your energy is everywhere. And the energy of abundance is running through you perfectly. And we would say, if you can get any of our meditations, where you're able to concentrate on energy flowing through you, on all the old you know, impediments dissolving, where you're able to shift your life chart. We're quickly going to ask your team. Yeah, there's sort of a shadow on your life chart. We're just going to add a lot of light to that. You need to go up into the higher realms and work with it. So we're going to say to your team right now, do you understand that this dear one is wanting to shift all that? And they're saying you need to focus, you need to write it out, write out a new contract with abundance, and say, I release all obstacles. I am fully abundant now. I am manifesting beautifully now. I rewrite my life chart. I release all struggle in this area. I release all struggle in terms of my DNA, in terms of what I have inherited from my ancestors. I send them light, but I will not carry their feelings of devastation and poverty any longer. And I welcome in, you know, and then write out the amount of money that you would like to receive every month. Don't be conservative. Don't be too fanboy, but don't be conservative either. And I am manifesting, you know, write it out, my own beautiful home, which I own free and clear, or whatever it is that you're looking to manifest. And then sign it, put so would it be, and then sign it at the bottom. And we would say continue to work with the affirmations to rewrite what's in the subconscious. Continue to write out, you know, these stories from the past lives, and just start understanding you exist on many, many levels, and what you're doing consciously is only one of them. So you're doing two things which appear to be slightly opposed. You're saying that none of these obstacles are going to matter anymore, and yet you're also going to face them. So you're empowering yourself to be much bigger than them. And you're stepping into a whole other vibrational pattern. And we very powerfully suggest that you spend at least 10 to 15 minutes every day just sitting quietly outdoors if you can, with bare feet on the earth, hands on the earth, and feeling how powerful a manifester you are. Getting the feeling of having, say, 5,000 euro, what have you, a month, flowing easily and joyfully into your life. Don't associate it with hard work. Don't associate it with having to do a job you don't like. Don't ask how it's going to come in. That doesn't matter. It can come in from passive income if you want. That's fine. Are you open to receiving that? Are you open to allowing that? And just get the feeling of that being your truth. Notice what comes up, but let it go. And just carry on seeing the world through the eyes of someone who is receiving that sum every month. And just glory in the feeling and the reality of it. And if you find you really can't do that, then you've got to go back and face all of these subconscious and conscious beliefs that are holding you back until you can actually do that. You can sit and feel the reality of your abundance every day of your life. And that becomes your overriding reality. That becomes the overriding vibration. But until you're willing to take the time to do that, to ignore what the mind is saying when it says nothing works, you say, sit down and be quiet because I'm working from the heart right now. And all of your narrow expectations and your subconscious blocks, they don't count with me right now. You know, you're going to have to be rather strict with the mind because it's somewhat turned in against you. So we leave you with that, dear one, and we're just flowing energies to you so that you begin to tap into these new forms of empowerment. And you're the only one to do it. And you absolutely can do it. And you've already begun purely by having this talk with us today. So we send our blessings, dear one. And we're just charging your team with this. That they guide you and that you listen. You really hear them. Many blessings. Namaste.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, Elizabeth, let us know how you resonate with all of that, and any feedback would be great. Oh, thank you. That was so powerful. And I think that was a message for, you know, not just Elizabeth, but for a lot of other people as well. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And the energies we send to one, we send to all, if you're open to them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So should we take some more questions from
Yes. Callers?
We're going to go to phone number ending in 9306. 9306. Hello?
Hello. This is Linda Lacus. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
We are dairy farmers, and we are one of the 90 dairy farmers that are going to be cut off from being able to ship our milk anywhere. I was wondering if the guides have anything to say about what is going to happen or how that's going to manifest, because we only have 4 days left. So still, and so far, Trump has not been able to bring Canada into alliance with the shippers, you know, and stuff. And it's not just me. I'm talking about all these dairy farmers.
Yes. We would say, to begin with, in terms of outer action, are you at every moment sort of pounding on the door of your Congress members, your senators and Congress members, and calling them every day and telling them this is not acceptable?
I don't know if Sun is doing that or not.
It's very important, someone in your family and as many people as possible. You need to get together and with your united intention, require and focus on what you want and require that this not happen because it is an injustice. Now, we're just going to check in quickly with your team to see what they're doing and see what they're saying. Just one moment. Well, they're saying you are somewhat caught in a cataclysm. And what is meant by that is that this transfer of energies from an old economic system to a new one is occurring right now. And it's holding everyone somewhat in bated breath. And some people are beginning to feel the effects of how difficult some of this transfer, this renewal and reformation, which is Nisara, they're beginning to feel the difficulty of what is occurring before that comes through. And you and your fellow farmers, dairy farmers, have come forward as a group, volunteered to come forward to anchor energies of not only abundance, but of renewal, of higher intent, and of higher vibration, even in this seemingly disastrous situation. And you will create new forms of abundance, and you will find your way through this. We're just going to listen for a moment. They're speaking one moment. Yeah. They're emphasizing, as we did earlier, that you're going to have to step into the system itself. And this is a level of empowerment that many people in many countries are not used to. They are used to their government at least basically taking care of them or staying out of their way, at least to the point where they will not, you know, fail as a business or an industry. Those days are really gone. And the level of empowerment that you see American citizens taking up and in other countries as well now is unprecedented. You see people meeting in town meetings and demanding that their elected representatives answer them. Some of them are terrified. Some of those representatives are terrified to speak with them and refuse to hold those meetings. Others just stand there and sort of look helpless. But they are creating in those moments not something that goes well beyond the political. It is a wave of energy and intent which molds outer circumstances, including those such as your own, and which says we will not be bulldozed, you know, out of healthcare or education. We will not be bulldozed out of having a working industry. And, you know, this is not acceptable to us. And this is why we say it is absolutely imperative that you work with other farmers, that you be on the phone and writing emails and letters, you know, throughout the day and letting people know we are not going to send it to the White House, send it to senators and Congress members and state senators, representatives, and let them know, you know, it's not that we're taking orders from you. In a democracy, you take your orders from us. And this is the great sort of moment of awakening that they're hoping you won't come to. Now, we're going to flow energies to you so that the right ideas occur now. And we would stick very close to the source. We would be sitting down and meditating and speaking with your spirit team of guides, angels, and higher self as often as possible. And we realize the farmer has no extra time in the day, but this is imperative now. So we're flowing energies to you, and your higher self is pouring a lot of light down to the crown chakra and that of your family and anyone who's, you know, open to such, their higher self is doing likewise in your situation, these 90 families, so that you will know exactly what to do, exactly how to face this crisis, how to turn it from a crisis to a brilliant opportunity to move forward, and how to create something much higher out of what appears to be something disastrous. And you are finding your voice, dear ones. You are finding your empowerment. And that is so much more important than anything else in your lives right now. And that seems to be a harsh statement because, of course, one has to pay the bills. That this is extremely important. And we're going to absolutely encourage you to do the energy process that we did earlier as well. And our writer can send for more support as well if you'll write her at ascensiontimes@gmail.com. And we can continue the conversation there. But there's two things now. There's outer action and there's the inner action of birthing, you know, the right answers, the right wisdom, the right action, and the right outer situation. Yes, go ahead.
I'm actually leaving to go away during this time of crisis and to kind of get renewed a little bit because I've been having a lot on my plate as far as taking care of a lot of things at home. And I'm also starting to become a coach for PTSD. And I was wondering if my team wishes that to go forward because I think it's really important.
Well, they actually said at the beginning, it is time to move into something else.
Okay.
So we're very, very glad that you brought it up. Mm-hmm. And we can see that you will be moving out of that industry and into serving individuals, which is wonderful. So this is something else to meditate on and receive information on. There's no need to panic. There's no need to feel this is unsolvable. You already have some clear direction for what is next for you, which is absolutely wonderful. And you've created this beautiful time of quiet. And you can fill that with, you know, the restorative action of just being quiet and resting and also meditating, spending time in nature. Just try to give yourself the sort of breather that you need right now to clear the space, to receive this higher wisdom, and to start creating new forms, new outer forms. The whole industry, the whole of the dairy and, you know, the beef cattle industry is going to be transforming in a big way. So if you want to come out of it now, that would not be the worst thing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I really appreciate the help. You guys are great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're just sending you much love and supportive energies, and we'll continue to do so, dear one, for as long as you're open to them and to you and your whole family. So we send many blessings. And namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Linda. Wow. And even for Linda, even, you know, some of those messages were, again, for all of us, so being open to new possibilities, open to new paths. And you'll know it's about having that conversation with your team every day for, you know, even 5 minutes every day, and that is where we start to get these messages and insights, is by having that conversation, opening it up. We can't just, I don't know, it starts with, you know, going within, connecting, and knowing that our higher self and our team is there, number one, always there with us, guiding us and supporting us, and then asking for their support, asking for their guidance, asking for their energies, asking for their help. So that we can move forward with more ease and grace, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, dear one. We could not have said it better. Absolutely. It's vital. We don't see that there are any light workers who can afford to not have that conversation, as you say, even if it's only 5 minutes. That 5 minutes will absolutely transform your day. Yeah.
It's so necessary. So I have a question from Amy. And she's in Canada. We seem to be having a lot of Canadians on the call today. It's so
that
weird.
Fun.
Yeah. So Amy's saying, I'm feeling some kind of artificial frenetic energy around me and my body, and this doesn't allow me to have peace and be creative and even functional in my life. It feels like a curse or entity energy How do I disintegrate this energy and start feeling more of my essence and true nature? Any guidance would be helpful. Thank you.
All right. I'm just going to have a look at her energy for a moment, and we're going to invite in her team and listen very quickly. We're going to flow energies to her. And we're just going to flow energies to anyone else, as we say, dealing with anything similar. Well, there are things, they're saying there are things in your subconscious that are starting to come forward, which need to be dealt with. You can go into counseling or therapy. They will start coming forward. Or if that isn't plausible for you at the moment, you can just start writing, get a notebook or, you know, a computer, a document, and just start pouring out how you feel every day. And some of what is causing this feeling of unrest is going to come forward. Something else you can do, as we say, is the exercise that we have been describing, where you pick up the pen with the hand that you usually write with, right at the top. What is going on? You know, what, speak directly to this heaviness or this feeling of sadness or unrest or anger or whatever it is, and just say, why are you here? What are you trying to tell me? And where do you come from? You know, some question that seems to really get to the nub of it. And then switch to the pen to the other hand, and just let the answer come forward. We do see that you could have more B vitamins in your life, improved nutrition, drinking water throughout the day. If you can take up yoga, if you don't already have a yoga practice, or Tai Chi, there are energies that are stuck that need to flow. Dance can also be helpful. It's partly past life, partly childhood. You've sort of taken on for your family the role of taking on a lot of pain and sadness and difficulties if you're going to heal the whole family, which isn't so unusual. We speak with light workers all the time who do this. But you can't heal your entire family. And so we would say if you can perform a sort of, you know, ceremony, you can do ceremony for that. You light a candle and you write down the names of as many family members as you can on a sheet of paper, and put your hand over that paper and bless it. And at the bottom of that list, say, and all other ancestors throughout time, in this and every other earth life. And put your hand over that sheet of paper and bless it. And say, you know, I have brought the energy of healing and light into this family, but I cannot heal you all. I cannot walk your path for you. You will have to do that on your own. Mm-hmm. And I release the heaviness and the expectation that I'm here to be some sort of a savior for the family. And then find a safe place, you know, obviously where there's nothing flammable around, but find a safe place to, whether it's a sink or a fire pit or what have you, to burn that sheet of paper and to release them. You're not burning them. You're just releasing them and their heaviness and their trials. You're releasing that into the ethers and you're saying, this is your path. I can't walk it for you. You can say that to anyone who you feel is dragging on your energy. And then give thanks. You know, some people bow to the north and east and south and west, give, you know, at the beginning and end of that sort of a ritual, and give thanks and say to your team, I need you to show me how I can align with greater feelings of joy, fulfillment, peace, abundance, etc. Because this isn't me. The reason I'm unhappy is because I know I'm not supposed to be carrying this weight. And whatever it is, if I'm carrying it for a particular population in the world who are needing to be healed, or I've been carrying it for my family, or I've been doing this or that, or I'm struggling with the subconscious or past life difficulties, I need you to put this where I can see it. And I'm going to talk to a counselor. I'm just going to write it in my journal every day. I'm going to write out how I'm feeling and what seems to bother me. And notice what triggers you, dear one, because that's a huge indication. If you seem to get angry when men or when women behave in a certain way, if you seem to get angry or unhappy or sad when a particular thing happens, or when you see something in a film and you just cry as an abandoned child would cry, notice that, because it's indicating what the issues really are and what the challenges are. You can absolutely go into the higher realms and rework your life charge, but we would say work on this level, and your team are indicating as well, pointing to the earth, work on this level to find out what is at the root of this. And it really is your path to walk, just as you say to your ancestors, we would say to you. We have indicated one area. There are others. And this is going to come forward more and more. So just let it. And every morning you wake up and just say, you know, instead of these difficult energies, I'm just going to hold you in my hand today. You don't own me. You don't run me. But I see you. And I send you love. And I send you light. And I'm going to listen to you. And whatever you are trying to tell me, I'm listening. And I'm going to heal that. So we're just going to flow energies to you, dear one. Mm-hmm. And anyone else who wishes. That you know that you're fully empowered by your soul and your higher self and all who love you in higher realms, your entire soul family and twin flame. You can speak with them at any time and say, send me light, send me encouragement, because I'm just dealing with something and I'm not even sure what it is I'm wrestling with. And you absolutely will find your way through this, and this plays into your life purpose very powerfully. So be glad for it in an odd sort of way. And we send you the energies of release as well, because it is within your power to heal this and release it. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
So those energies
will
be there for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy, because, you know, thank you for the question and for sharing, because you know, the collective has just brought in so many wonderful new processes. So thank you for that. So powerful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, all these processes that you're sharing with us, they're all so practical. Like, and you know, I don't think they take a lot of time. So it's something that we can do on a, you know, as needed basis, but regularly, like, you know, 5-10 minutes, you know, should be enough to do some of these processes, right?
It doesn't take long. You do need some focus. You need to take them seriously. But no, they don't take long, and they're potent, and the universe pays very close attention to any form of symbolism that you put out. So absolutely, tap into that. It's sort of like people who want to improve their abundance, sometimes they'll carry with them a gold object all the time. You know, they'll keep something gold in front of them, and they'll say, that's my abundance, you know. Or they'll buy a beautiful new wallet or something. You know, the symbols are just very, very powerful.
Yes,
you want
absolutely.
To meet someone new. You know, do you have anything? Do you have images of happy couples in your home? Do you, in the, you know, the feng shui in the romance corner of the room? Do you have a huge heart, or images of you being joyful with an attractive person beside you? You know, it just it can't be underestimated how powerful that is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. This has been such a wonderful call. I was just enjoying it so much. And the energies that you've been flowing to all of us has been so powerful, you know, and so much, I was going to say light filled, but love filled as well. So I've really been enjoying all of it, especially the wisdom and the beautiful processes. So I want to thank you for that. But we should take a few moments to talk about the special offer so that we can talk about some of the meditations and the processes and the ebooks that we have for the listeners, right?
Of course. That is fine. And we will bring our writer back now. We are privileged to have assisted today, and we send much love to all. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Blessings. Thank you.
Okay, so great. So let's just quickly look at the package. I'm finding that a lot of people have just like one or two big questions right now that are really bothering. So I created a 20-minute session because some, you know, people might not want to put out the full amount for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever. But this way you can open yourself up to receiving these really lovely energies and get specific answers from the collective and from your team that you might not be hearing otherwise. So you can cover any issue. It doesn't have to be abundance. You can hear from someone who's passed, or if you're having trouble with a loved one, you know, we can bring in their spirit. It doesn't matter. Something interesting is that when somebody steps into the room, whether they're deceased physically or not, they pretty much just look like, you know, you might say the living or the deceased look alike. They're still there. And it's kind of interesting, but, you know, it's just something very, very helpful if you need some direction or insight on any level. Also, it's not in the description, but I'm offering a coupon, 33% discount on an individual challenge session with the collective. So you would take 33% off of the, you know, the half hour, 45 minute or hour fee, which you can see on my website. But if you get the package, I'll contact you and I'll let you know. You can give that as a gift to someone. It's totally fine. And I'll let you know what it would be and, you know, schedule it whenever you wish within the next, say, 5-6 months. The Empowered Abundance Prayer has really, really shifted things for a lot of people. It shifted things for me even just the first time I said it. And, you know, again, sometimes I'll download this stuff from the collective and I'm not even sure why it's important, but then it becomes very important. I can see the clarity of it and the reason for it. And people have just said, you know, sometimes they immediately manifest money. Sometimes it more takes, you know, a few weeks or even a month or so, but they immediately feel their vibration shifting. So there's a MP3, which carries all these powerful energies, and then there's the PDF, and you're just going to say that every day. And it's just a really quick thing to go through, but it's really life-changing. And then the revising your blueprint meditation is what they're referring to today. And you can absolutely release areas of struggle. You don't have to live with that. And you can transmute it into the wisdom and the understanding and knowledge you are meant to gain from those struggles without continuing with them. And working with energy is a manifestation technique that they took us through today. Very simple. Once you learn it, you can do it anywhere. And again, it can really break down those barriers between you and your abundance and your birthing in a way that serves your higher good, whatever it is, whether it's a job, object, money, etc. Allowing abundance to flow in all areas of your life. People really love that one. That's one of the more popular ones. And so, again, you're dissolving energy blocks. And that's what a lot of this is, the co-creating with the universe. You're dissolving energy blocks, and you're also stepping into your power. You're coming into being your fifth dimensional self, your future self. But increasingly, it's not in the future. It's just who you are right now. Or coming into being your higher self and claiming your power, you know, and stop feeling disempowered when money is concerned. A lot of people who are spiritually aware have felt disempowered about money, which is what they were talking about to begin with. Demonstrating abundance, it's releasing all these unconscious fears that we're not good enough or having abundance is selfish, getting all that out of the way. Healing your smaller self, you're working with this little self who is still spewing out all these beliefs you were taught as a child or observed as a child. Like I say, you know, my parents grew up during the Depression and had really nothing, you know, and were even homeless. One of my parents was homeless for a while, he and his family. So people lost their homes, they lost a lot. And so then this gets passed down to children and grandchildren, and a lot of us still carry that vibration, but we can release it. We can release what we saw as children, and we can release the trauma as well. Peace of mind about finances, likewise, releasing energy blockages, healing your relationship with money. That one's pretty cool because you're working with a wise older being. And I kind of imagine a Gandalf character, you know, is sort of handing me the crystal and I'm absorbing the wisdom of the crystal, and it's really beautiful. And then we come into ones we're talking about increasing soul connection and aligning with your soul's power. And this is really amazing. These are really wonderful because you're living out your soul's abilities. You're drawing them up, abilities from past lives and from your soul's inherent abilities. And you're upgrading your energy patterns. You're shifting to a higher vibration overall. This is something everyone who called in today, I think, could benefit from. Creating a life that honors you. Many of us are stuck in old patterns. We're in a job or a relationship or an income level that doesn't honor us. And it's about coming out of that. And then there's as a bonus, 3 chapters from Abundance for All, which people really love and rave about. There are very practical processes in that, having to do with, you know, changing your abundance blueprint. We all have an abundance blueprint we were born with. Dealing with the heaviness of our current money system, transmuting that, and releasing the struggle and hard work programming that somebody has received. And then 3 chapters from the collective's book, which will be coming out in June, called Connections, and that has to do with relationships, with friendships and romance. So, you know, that's it, and I hope that people are hugely blessed by it.
Beautiful. And there's, you know, what I love about these MP3s is that they're, they're really short. You know, I mean, I think the longest one is 22 minutes. So, you know, we have time to listen to them, you know. It's not going to be like an hour or two, you know, which, you know, sometimes I see those and I was like, I don't have time for that. But I can do 15 minutes. I can, you know, I can do 20 minutes. I can do up to half an hour, you know, and it's about making that time, honoring yourself and valuing yourself and knowing that it's important. For you, if you want to shift your life, if you want to shift your story, if you want to shift your abundance, you know, you do have to do the inner work as well as the outer work. You know, we're all very used to doing the outer work, no problem, right? But we're not used to maybe doing the inner work, the energy work, right? And that's what's necessary now to raise our vibration, raise our frequency, and to, you know, change the energy. And that can only be done, you know, through meditations like these and so on.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Well said. And I think people are tired of racing around and trying to fix everything outwardly and still coming up with, you know, still being in that conundrum of not having enough or feeling that they're struggling. And that's because you haven't fixed it at the base level, at the highest level and the most vital level.
Exactly. And so this package is $97 for all of those MP3s and the PDFs and the 20-minute session with the collective, as well as a coupon for another session, 33% off another session with the collective and Caroline. So definitely a package that you're going to want to take advantage of because, I know I should again, you know, it's like, oh, I should definitely, you know, find the time to, you know, have a session with the collective again because they were great. I know. Where does the time go, right? And that's the thing. It's like if you're looking at your life now and it's been the same for the past 6 months, it's like, all right, are you ready to change it, you know? Or, you know, are you going to wait until another 6 months, you know? Because sometimes, you know, time does go by really quick. And I mean, I just look at the clock and it's like, oh, my God, the end of April. How did that happen? It's like, wow.
I know. Okay. I had the same realization this morning. I thought, oh, my golly, how's this happening?
I don't know. And I'm only here for another 2 weeks, and then I fly to Canada. So it's like, 2 weeks. So, you know, one thing that I got from the collective today, Caroline, that, you know, they shared was really how powerful we are, you know, and how much support we have, you know, for you know, at this time, and also how much compassion there is for all of us for what we are going through, what we have gone through, and that we don't have to continue to go through the struggles anymore, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Something they say a lot is you are never alone, you know, or we are with you always. They say that a lot. They're channeling. And it's really beautiful.
Yes.
And it just, it always gets to my heart every time. Because, I mean, anyone who's struggling feels a bit alone. They really do.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I know, and that's the thing. It's like we are never alone. We separate ourselves from Source and our team, but we're never alone. They're always there, just waiting to help us and assist us. And sometimes it's just a matter of sending us supportive energy, sending us, you know, unconditional love. You know, they can do that. You know, and that can sometimes be enough to help us to shift to the next level. I mean, for years, that's all I ever asked for was energy. I never asked for anything else. And I know that helped me a great deal. Now, you know, it's like, it's different. You know, now I can talk to them. But at the time, I didn't think I could even ask for anything more. At that, you know, I went through my own stuff. But
that's a lot,
you know,
right there. You know?
Yes, yes.
Because
even asking for that support, you know, is important, you know. So please,
absolutely,
please do ask, right? Is there anything else, Caroline, that you wanted to share with us or the collective wanted to share with us today?
You know, just to send everyone a huge hug and much love and to let you know that, you know, there's nobody on this call who hasn't experienced what you're experiencing in some level or another. And if you're feeling it right now, that life is really a struggle, it's because you're a sensitive higher being poured into this tiny little human vessel. And that is a tall order. You really have tremendous bravery, you know. to come forward into the earth at this moment. And yet what an exciting and phenomenal time to be alive when so much is happening and so much light is pouring down into the earth. And probably, I'm guessing no one could hold you back or dissuade you from being here. You know, so we love you and thank you for being here.
Thank you. And yeah, and thank you everyone for all of your wonderful questions, because they brought forth so many more processes for all of us that we can use in our daily lives. So I highly recommend that you listen to the replay again. I highly recommend that you take a look at the special offer that Caroline has for us, awakenedhappinessnow.com/Caroline12. Take a look at that and see how that resonates with you. And take advantage of, you know, this, you know, especially the 20-minute session. If you have any questions that you would are still wanting to ask, wanting to know personally for yourself, take advantage of that, as well as, you know, listening to the MP3s and doing that energy work, those energy processes. Some of them, are, you know, you don't have to do anything other than just be present and receive those energies, you know. So it's beautiful. Yeah. It will shift your energy. It'll raise your vibration, you know. So definitely take advantage of that. So thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Caroline. I, you know, as always, such a pleasure to be with you and talk to you and with the collective. Please give them my thanks as well. Again.
Of course. Absolutely. They say they're honored to assist, and so am I. And much love. And I can't thank you enough for this opportunity, Alara, and everyone listening, and huge blessings.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being here with us today. And as we close out, you know, I'm sending you all much love and blessings. And continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. All right, bye for now.